Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven after the hour, clear your mind of the mental trash that's in there so that we can put some more stuff, some good stuff in there. This program is brought to you in part by the folks at Progressive Insurance. Insurance they will provide you for your motorcycle, for your boat, for your car, for your RV. Got it? See how much money you can save. Dial them up, 800-PROGRESSIVE. Also, you can go to progressive.com. Why would you not? So, I have been studying beauty. I've been studying, there are all kinds of beauty. Think about it. What's around you that's beautiful? Your spouse. I hope you think spouse is beautiful. Your children. Hope you think your children are beautiful. Maybe you live in a good house, a great neighborhood, got a good job. It's all beautiful. The beauty is in the minds of the beholder, like so many other things. And then you think about I have been on occasion in my life lost. I used to say to my children, Megan would say, Daddy, are we lost? Nope. We're exactly where we're supposed to be. We are where we are, and therefore we aren't lost. But when you do get lost, you look at your Google, right, or your Waze, or maybe even you look at a map to figure out where you are and how to get to where you want to go. And that's great. Works well as long as the map of the place that you're trying to get to is accurate. And sometimes it is. Most of the time it is, I've found. I remember using maps. How many people listening to us right now don't really know? What's a map? Well, what you see on Waze or Google Earth or whatever, the maps there that are there, they're just mobile maps. So anyway, the point of my focus here is that with a lot of people that are venturing into uncharted territory, there are a lot of people who are, they don't know they're lost, but they are. I think there are a lot of people in our country right now who are very lost, and they're looking for a way out. They're looking for a person. They're looking for a place. They're looking for a thing. And mostly it's about guidance. Are you coming up short when it comes to guidance? Do you know where you are? Do you know where you're going? Or are you unsure of which way to go? I think that happens a lot, especially if you haven't had good parenting. I think parenting is so important to where we are, where we're going. Sometimes you're lucky enough. I had good parenting, but it wasn't from my parents. It was from other people that I gravitated to on the farms in my neighborhood, and I became a fixture on the farms because I was scared to go home. So I stayed at the farm as much as possible. I went home to sleep. That was about it. How many of you have had circumstances in your life, whether it was when you were young or maybe middle-aged or maybe older, you became paralyzed with fear because you don't know what's around the corner? And therefore, you feel like you are lost. A lot of people, when they get older, they don't know what's going to happen to them. I think I told you a few months ago, my son sat me down and said, Dad, I'm going to have a very uncomfortable conversation with you. I said, yeah, okay, what are we doing? What are we talking about here? What happens if? And so it was a fairly short conversation. I took it seriously, and he did too. We were sort of lighthearted about it because my children think that I'm the Iron Man and I'll outlive them all. And I hope I don't. I don't think that it's appropriate for parents to outlive their children. But I am fortunate when it comes to my health and my well-being. And they acknowledge that, but they also said, well, what if something happens? Let's say there's an accident and you need treatment. You can't live by yourself if you can't take care of yourself. So what do you do? And they know that I don't want to live in a home. They know I don't want to live in this. I want to be in my home as long as I can. And if I can't and they're in California, then I need to go to California. But we've sort of talked it out, and we, again, it was kind of lighthearted, but there is the fact that they are both interested in the guidance that they need to make sure that they do with me what I want done. And I guess that's a part of, not to belabor the point, but going around in circles sometimes because we don't like to admit that there's going to be an end to all of this. It just is. Is it right? Well, I don't know if I want to say, I'm not going to call it the end, but there's a change. I'm a great believer in reincarnation. I think we go on in other forms. We come back as other people. I had this conversation with somebody recently who, as it happened, was a very kind of, I don't want to say uptight. He was a buttoned-up businessman. And I have these conversations with people all the time, and I don't, you know, I'm not too concerned about what their reaction is to me, but it's interesting for me to see the reaction that they come back with. And this guy was not anybody I would have thought the same way that I do about things like reincarnation, and this guy was right there. We talked about astrology. So the point is that what used to be the case where men, real men, don't talk about stuff like this, well, real men do. I'm a real man, and I'm fascinated with the things that can't be explained easily. And this is one of them. Just one of the many things that can't be really explained. So anyway, a little medicine for your mind. I went on longer than that on that than I thought it was going to. Jay has found herself with technical trouble, so she wasn't here to to curb me or save me from myself. Okay, let's take a look at, if we can, in our minds. I'm sure many of you have seen some of this stuff. These satellite images that show this unbelievable devastation in Libya. The floods in the desert, right? And this goes back to what we were talking about a little earlier, if you were listening to us. If you didn't, you can hear earlier discussions at gooddayshow.com, because the show plays all day, every day. And so the thing was, we were talking about the earth and where it's going and all the changes and what will happen if we don't change our evil ways. We can't change what is. We maybe it's our ego that thinks that we have made messes of things. Well, we have made messes of things, and that we can clean them up. Well, some things we can clean up, but you can't stop the earth from changing as it will and as it has. And so, as I said, I think yesterday, the day before, where Libya is now, it's a desert in the Middle East, where it was 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 million years ago, before any number of ice ages and changes in the axis of the planet and all kinds of things. It was a lush, beautiful, almost like sub-European continental paradise. And now it's a desert. A lot of things are going to change because they do. That's the nature of the planet. Anyway, the reality is that 5,300 people here have been killed. Some of the cities, the city of Derna, D-E-R-N-A, 25% of it has just been wiped out, disappeared, gone. So, you know, you say, well, that's over there, and that wouldn't happen here. Well, hello, Katrina. Look what happened to New Orleans. Same thing happened. Been rebuilt foolishly because the Army Corps of Engineers built the same stuff that didn't work. Again, the mindless nature of bureaucracy. There it is. And so I've come around to this, speaking of the mindless bureaucracy that exists in the world. There are thousands of child care programs that have been funded by state money and by federal money. And apparently these programs, many of them are at risk for closing because there is not a new round of money that is aimed at keeping these child care centers, the industry itself, afloat. So some of the money came from pandemic relief, got that, and that's running out. At the end, the fiscal year ends at the end of September. New fiscal year, federal fiscal year, starts October 1st. And a lot of the things that were part of the rescue plans will be over. They're expiring September 30th, and I think that's a good thing. We should have much more legislation. As a matter of fact, every piece of legislation that's ever passed, whether it be state legislation or even local stuff, there should be a sunset clause. This particular provision lasts until, pick a date, September 30th, 2023 in this case. And so there's the Democrats are yelling at the Republicans, the same old garbage again. The Republicans don't want it to continue because it's too expensive. See, there's the devil's always in the details. It isn't that the Republicans are against it. The Republicans, or at least the conscious Republicans, not some of the right-wing lunatics, but the people like Mitt Romney, who announced his retirement, which I think is too bad because of all the older members of Congress, I think he's one of the most conscious members of Congress, frankly. He resided in New England for quite a long time. He had a place, I think he still has a place up on Lake Winnipesaukee, as a matter of fact. He lived in Massachusetts. He ran for governor. He won, and he was good. He was a very good governor. And he learned in Massachusetts there aren't many Republicans who make statewide office. And he did, and he worked well with the Democrats, and he would be a good model. You know, the whole business about Mormonism gets in his way a little bit, but he was a good admin, and he was a sympathetic human being. Anyway, so a lot of the Republicans are accused of not being sympathetic, but that's because the Democrats want it their way, and if you don't do it our way, hit the highway. So the Republicans aren't supporting this because there's a lot of graft, there's a lot of corruption, there's a lot of waste in these plans. They were put together very quickly during COVID, and they just don't work the way they ought to. So all the liberal senators like Bernie Sanders and Catherine Clark, the representative of Massachusetts, they're all on this, and they're all whining and crying because this stuff is in question. And, yeah, the child care programs are good. They serve a lot of families, and it's one of those, I guess, social responsibilities that we have. But for heaven's sakes, let's look at the practicality. If it serves 3 million children, that's great, but it costs like $24 billion to do it, huh? Does that number make any sense to you? I think that's what the crux of the question is here. All right, 18 after, this is a good day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Ryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Ryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour, continuing with this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen, going through some of the ancillary stories, the ideas, the thoughts that come from the list that's prepared every week by the researchers at Talkers Magazine. The idea is to try to parse some of the events and take apart some of the things, the ways they have been discussed on the air by various hosts. I had the opportunity to listen as the strike was about to begin. And one of the ideas, and I guess I would have thought, I don't know if I would have thought about it this way or not. I don't generally think of race, but as this person pointed out, most all of the pictures from the UAW strikers are of black strikers, black women, black men. Now, granted, a lot of the people who live in Detroit are black, and there are a lot of workers that are black, but I thought it was interesting that if you look around, just Google strikers and see if this doesn't come across as being an interesting anecdote. Why? I don't know. I'm not drawing a conclusion. I'm just stating a fact of what I've seen has been mostly pictures of black strikers that are UAW members who are on strike. So take it for what it's worth, my observation. I think that there's a problem because the same thing is an issue here as with the writer's strike. One wonders if that ever gets settled. In this circumstance, these guys, it's kind of a conundrum because, Michael, if you stay on strike for a long time, these people are going to find that their jobs are gone. Robots, the robots that are in the auto industry, you think AI is taking over the writers, go walk through a plant and see what's being done there now versus what was basically how cars were made. They were all human. Hands were on every bit of the car when I was working at the GM plant back in the 60s. Hardly any human hands touch the car now. It's all robots.
I don't know. I don't know what the correlation between the current workers in the auto industry, particularly in the industrial part of it, you know, the building of cars, the plant workers. I don't know what the correlation between them and the advance of automation and robots happens to be. Maybe these people have the kinds of jobs that will be around for a while. Otherwise, they wouldn't have a leg to stand on in a strike like this. And obviously they do. But you bring up a good question. You know, there's a lot of things that you bring up. What is the state of the American labor movement? That's the big umbrella question. What is the state, you know, labor, what, you know, labor, organized labor, labor itself, the American middle class.
It's messy stuff. This is messy.
Very,
unpleasant.
Very difficult. Well, strikes have a history of being very disruptive. They are disruptive in the life of the workers. They're destructive in the life of the management and the customers, you know, people, the people who buy the products. It's tough, but the American labor movement still exists. A lot of people think, oh, you know, unions are over. No, hardly. The unions
no,
are
that's not true.
Very powerful. Right. And, in some cases, the unions do a very good job. And in some cases, the unions are not realistic in terms of what it takes to run industry. And the average
so can
person
a case,
doesn't know, you know, I don't know.
Can a case be made, for union membership bringing sort of changing the equality grid because they try to find and are able successful. I mean, certainly from the beginning, labor unions were brought around to deal with the inequities that labor people had to deal with. So something to continue to think about here.
Yeah, let's talk about that on the other side of the break. It's important.
Good idea.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is set to host Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House Thursday. The meeting comes as the administration is pushing for more of your tax dollars to head to Ukraine as the nation continues to fight against Russia. Nearly 13,000 auto workers are continuing their strike, demanding better pay and benefits from three factories, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna from California joins Fox News Sunday and reacts to critics who claim President Biden is mishandling the situation.
The workers are in the right. The big three auto companies are not. Gene Sperling on the president's team is siding with the workers. I believe the question is, are you going to side with the workers to get higher wages? Or are you going to side with the big three auto companies? And the president is clearly on the side of the workers.
Tim Berg, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
You can call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
From Flashdance. You know who this is from?
I don't remember.
Jay, you don't remember?
I can't hear it. I can only hear you guys.
Oh. Okay. That's wonderful. All right, yeah. A few technical glitches here and there. 34 at the hour. Yes.
Don't they say that Mercury, once it's out of retrograde, you still have to wait 2 more weeks before everything stabilizes?
Yes.
Like you still have some of that residual effect? Because
yeah.
Mercury retrograde is coming out and not super great. Like, technical issues are
yes.
not fun.
No. They are no fun whatsoever. And you've had a few today, to be sure. So I saved this conversation because when we did social media a few minutes ago, I had a couple of stories that were okay on their own. But this one required your consideration and participation. Excuse me. There's a backlash. You know, I was talking in social media about Google and the usual culprits. Now, there's something interesting in the USA today. Apparently, the USA Today has put out an ad looking for a reporter whose sole job is to follow Taylor Swift and Beyonce around the world.
Really?
That's the job.
How can he do both at the same time?
I don't know. Maybe they need two. Maybe there are two jobs here, one following Beyonce and one following Taylor Swift. What is the state of the world? There is a reporter needed on perhaps arguably the biggest international newspaper. It's probably a toss-up between USA Today and The Guardian as to how big the circulation is and therefore how big the influence is, but they're both very hugely influential.
Oh, Taylor Swift is about to bring a whole bunch of revenue to the film industry. Her Eras Tour is going to be hitting the big screen, and you better believe there are going to be they're going to sell out. There's going to be sold out crowds for those tickets to go sit in a theater and jam out for 3+ hours.
Wow. Hunga bunga. Well, you know what? It's okay. I think I'm so much now in the in that camp that it's, you know, it's, you're cool if you're there, and you're not cool if you're not there. So
I think you're,
you know,
cool
me, I want to be cool
either which way.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the latest from USA Today, and of course all the supposedly, what do they call them, the legitimate news media? What are they doing? This isn't legitimate news. Of course it is.
But also, when it comes to Taylor Swift and Beyonce, they don't have stuff in the news unless they want it in the news. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah,
they,
it does.
Most people, every now and then there's sightings or some stuff. Like, there's that whole elevator incident with Jay-Z and Solange and Beyonce. Taylor Swift, everybody's always, you know, in her business about whom she's dating and all of that.
Yeah, right.
But to a degree, when they really want to stay under the radar and not be in the news for new stuff, of course, people always, like, regurgitate things or sources say.
Yeah, make stuff up.
But when they really want to stay out of it, they will. So how difficult will this position be for the journalist who is following them? Unless they sign off on it.
Yep. All right, let's get some Mexican news here. El Chapo's wife, the wife of the drug kingpin, Joaquin Guzman, released from federal custody after completing a 3-year sentence for helping him run his business. Her name is Emma Aispuro. She pled guilty to 3 federal offenses, part of she had a plea deal to testify against her husband, right? She's going to be in 4 years of supervised release. She said, "I am regretful for any and all harm that I caused." And anyway.
Well, didn't she essentially take over the family business?
Yeah, she did. So the fact she only got 3 years for all that mayhem, I don't know about that. And then I see something else that attracted my attention about Mexican cartels. That is the fate of Peso Pluma, a Mexican star, MTV Video Music Award winner. He was in the MTV Music Awards, apparently, and now he's going to have a concert at the big stadium right over the border in Tijuana. So yesterday or the day before, one day this week anyway, the Mexican, this is an interesting way of communicating now with the cartels, there was a banner on the end of a plane flying over San Diego that basically said, "We're going to get you, pal."
Yeah, it will be your last show.
Yeah.
Like, how do you,
why?
When you're up on stage like that, you are so vulnerable. How do you not cancel? No matter how much security you hire on, unless you're in a bulletproof glass box, I would think that he was going to cancel.
The world and the people in it. All right, so now that we're talking about drugs and the cartel and stuff, here's the story of a 54-year-old guy from Louisiana arrested after authorities discovered $2 million worth of cocaine hidden in his house down in Louisiana, St. John the Baptist Parish in New
Orleans. Is that a lot of cocaine? I don't know what the price of cocaine
is. $2 million?
Yeah. Is that a significant amount? How much does that actually run on the streets?
It's more than $1 million, and it's less than $3 million. So you got me. I'm not a cocaine expert.
Somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle of that. There are a lot of people. Apparently, this parish they've been following the addicts around to find out where they get their coke, and their investigation led them to the Louisiana home of this 54-year-old guy who is somehow connected to the same people that Mrs. Cocaine Mother there we were just talking about. Most of the narcotics and heroin and fentanyl and all that stuff, the prescription painkillers, all comes from relatively the same area and the same sources. So, anyway, and look at the people who are admitting. There was a survey done of 1,400 U.S. adults last month, and 1 in 10 admitted that they had lost a relative because of drug overdoses. Can you imagine? What kind of an indictment is that of the system that allows this kind of stuff to go on? You know, all the movies and TV shows that are built around chasing the bad drug guys down?
And things are laced with stuff. Well, then also a lot of overdose deaths happen when people they sought recovery and then they relapse. And a lot of the times, often with the relapse, they go back to using as much as they were before they found recovery.
Yeah.
And it's too much for their system.
Can't handle it. Gonzo. See you later. Woof. Speaking of see you later, there's more news from Libya. I've talked about this a couple of times even already today. Rescuers reaching flood victims, thousands of people dead. But there's an interesting story about survivors as well. There always are, right? Whenever there are big stories like this when so many people get killed, there's always a story about one or two lone survivors and what happened. You know, this is somebody who apparently, if you can believe this, stood on top of one of the pieces of the dam that collapsed. Huh? Good luck to you, pal. There's a guy you want to know because he was born under a very lucky star, Mercury retrograde or not. There is a big summit going on this week. Yep, big guys, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, and Kim Jong Fatty are meeting. And apparently they have found common ground because they both don't like the United States. And furthermore, they don't like people who like the United States, like the Europeans. Anybody who's a friend of the U.S., you're not a friend of ours, and we're going to get you.
Isn't it a fine line between love and hate?
Yeah, that's true. There is. I didn't think about that. Yeah. All right, so do you love A-Rod or do you hate him?
Is indifference a choice? I don't have anything against him.
There's a to-do now. The sports talk radio stations are all over this. I don't know that there are a lot of regular, quote-unquote regular, news talk stations that are talking about A-Rod. But apparently, because of the report on ESPN this last week, A-Rod has told the DEA that Manny Ramirez, Ryan Braun, and other players were along with him, clients of the this Biogenesis clinic that filled them up with PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs. It's kind of like the scandal that came about a number of years ago with Mark McGuire and Sosa.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that in the late 90s?
Yeah, right. Same, they're taking... what the heck was it they were taking? Something that bulked them all up.
HCG?
HGH?
What up? The human growth hormone. Human growth HGH. Hormone.
Yeah.
That's
right.
It.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So, anyway. We always have winners and losers of the day. Sometimes I get to them. I always have a list of winners and losers. Today and this week, I am considering making Yoda the person of the day or the week. And you can say, Yoda, What do you mean? What are we talking about? There's a dog, a police dog named Yoda, that got the bad guy in Pennsylvania. Cool dog. Look at the, this. Most of these police dogs are German. That's why they call them sometimes. German Shepherds are called police dogs. Even though, well, they are, but they aren't. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're German Shepherds, not police dogs.
He's such a good boy.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. Okay, Hunter Biden is suing an ex-Trump aide. Or I should say the attorneys, right? You want me to get this accurate? The attorney. So how are these guys getting paid? This is the real story, isn't who's getting sued. I want to know where Hunter Biden is getting all of this dough to pay these $500 an hour attorneys. He's got four or five of them. They're around him all the time. So where's the money coming from? Is it the $5 million that he took from the Chinese? Or is it another $5 million that he got from some other business person trading on his father's name? Huh? Which is it? What's the story?
I feel like we need the Jerry Maguire soundbite. Show me the money.
Show me the money. Yeah. That would be. Dogs and we got time for this? Yeah. Okay, latest shark problem. A man was bitten in the face by a shark while surfing. This is I shouldn't laugh at this because the guy's in tough shape. Surfing at the beach known as the shark bite capital of the world. So if you know that, why are you swimming in this beach, Florida, near New Smyrna Beach, the jetty, where all the sharks hang out? He goes swimming, gets bitten in the face. Hello. What do you expect? 48 after the hour? This is good day.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
All right, so I'm off on a tangent now, Jay. I'm looking around at things.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is a moldy, oldie, goody, goldie from a rusty rack of old themes. Chuck Curry is here, Movie Moments. So we've gone back to Lost in Space. June Lockhart, Guy Madison, Billy Mummy. All right, so what do you have for us, Chucker, in that department?
That show actually, this day in TV history, Lost in Space, September 15th, 1965, premiered on television. I don't know what network it premiered on.
It was on
CBS. I do remember vividly. That's one of the shows I discovered after school. I used to watch it all the time.
Did you watch Lassie? The precursor for June Lockhart for seven, eight, maybe nine years. From the late 50s until this show started. She was the mom. She always played the mother. So she was the mom on Lassie. And that show.
I remember the actor Jonathan Harris playing Dr. Smith.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's always a turncoat. He played that role extremely well, the robot. No. Name, Robbie the Robot. Billy Bunny,
was told,
Bill Robin.
Yeah. June Lockhart said that the guy's name? The doctor.
Jonathan Harris was exactly
like that in real life. He wasn't acting. He was exactly
very eccentric.
Like that. Yeah, very, very much.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we have coming out this weekend?
A Haunting in Venice, Kenneth Branagh's new movie in the...
Is that a horror?
They tweak it toward horror a little bit. He plays the character of Detective Perrault. The last two films have performed very well.
The third one
is getting very good reviews, and it's expected to be the number one film at the box office. Another piece of box office news, Taylor Swift's concert film has now sold $65 million in pre-sale tickets, so it should do right around $100 million when it opens mid-October. I guess she could do no wrong, Doug.
No.
And let's be honest, they spent no money on marketing. It was a simple announcement.
Announcement.
On
That's
social
it.
Media. So yep. that take, which will be, I believe, 65% to her, in her entity out of a $100 million opening will probably be $65 million with really no money in terms of
marketing. Well, they don't have to. And it's all about, it doesn't cost her anything. They just edit the film from all of the, from this tour that she's
Well, that was shot. That cost, you know, that cost, you have, have to have a good production crew and editing team to, you know, shoot and edit. It is a, you know, basically a doc concert.
So,
there is an art to it.
Yeah, let's go back to the Perrault movie, the Agatha Christie movie.
Yeah.
So I saw the trailer for it, and I thought to myself, do I really want, because I don't like scary stuff.
I
love the Agatha Christie stuff, a murder on the, you know, those things are great.
Yeah.
But this one looks a little too...
Well, I don't, listen, I don't think it's going to be like Saw 10 scary, but you should be okay.
I think so.
Relax. Yes.
Meryl Streep. And the third Mamma Mia movie.
Well, they had an interview with Amanda Seyfried, and they speculated. Well, like, she says, I'm not sure. It depends if the studio is willing to pay the salaries that will last for her. It's a third installment. The first two were very popular. I think very entertaining, too. I'm sure the studio would love to do it. The question is, again, you know, in terms of, and that's been the big issue in the industry, is how much you want to spend to produce the movie and think you can get back the return you want. I, ultimately, I think they'd like to do it. Yesterday broke that the studios and writers will go back to the table and talk this upcoming week.
Yeah.
Hopefully they settle. It's gone on too long. You know, Bill Maher's the latest person going back, bringing his show back without writers, taking a tremendous amount of heat. Drew Barrymore and a bunch of the daytime talk shows have gone back. They've taken some heat. He seems to be taking a lot of heat. But hopefully it ends before November.
Get it done. Amanda Seyfried said, I dare you to show me one person who doesn't want a third Mamma Mia. Thought that was cute. All right, Chucker, we'll get the results of the weekend when we talk on Monday here on Good Day.
My rod smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that for Breeze Carr.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistency, all over Breeze Carr clips right on your face. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. It smells just right, just right.
Meet Joe A,
Hi.
Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.